Welcome to the 13th installment of an advanced overview of Hilchot Shabbos based on our Yud Tzur Yemun Sefer Shabbos. In this year, we're going to discuss an additional and final application of Hatmana of the rabbinic prohibition of insulating food on Shabbos. This application surrounds the question of a thermos. And nowadays, thermoses are quite common. You might put hot beverages in a thermos, but even many cold beverages nowadays are put into thermoses. We have swell bottles. So thermoses, insulated bottles, are actually quite common nowadays. And the question la'alacha is going to be, is putting hot liquid into a thermos and then closing the thermos an issue of hatmana, an issue of insulation on Shabbos? On a very basic level, we might think that there is an issue of hatmana here. And the reason being that the water is contained and insulated inside of a double-layered container. And the second layer in the thermos retains the heat. But that would be a clear case of hatmana bedavar she'eini meisif hevel, insulation within something that does not add heat, which is forbidden to do on Shabbos itself. However, there is a Gemara in Shabbos which implies that thermoses are okay to use. If we look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Alef Amud Aleph, we see, V'chein hoye rashbag o'imer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say, Le'osru ela oisayit meicham. When Chazal said that you can't insulate a pot, or you can't insulate an urn, that was only said with respect to insulating the urn that had been on the fire. Avopina mi mecham le mecham. But if you poured the contents of one urn into a second urn, mutter, it would be permissible to insulate the second urn. What's the rationale? Hashta kori come back here long. If it's the case that you're cooling off the contents of the urn, meaning by pouring it into a second urn that had not been on the fire, the water automatically cools down. So artuchi kamartich law. If you're cooling it down anyway, should we be concerned that by insulating it, you're going to think, oh, maybe I should boil it again? You're expressly taking it out of the container in which it had been boiled. And indeed, Rashi explains the Gemara as follows. Rashi there in the Masle Osher says, the hashta lekel migzar. Once you've poured the water into a second urn, there's no grounds to be strict. There's no grounds to make a rabbinic prohibition on insulation. Shamir tiach, because we're concerned that you might come to boil the water. The hashta koryo, come make your lehu miskavi. Because you're intentionally cooling down the contents of your urn. So therefore, would there be any concern that you're going to come and boil it? The Rambam, however, reads the Gemara differently. The Rambam, in Chosheves Perek Dar Alach Hei, reads as follows. Pina tavshel ehamayim achamen mikli likli acher. If you emptied the dish or the hot water from one kli, from one container to another, Mutter lahat min akliya acher b'shabes bedaver she'eni meisif kimoi hadaver atzayim. It would be permissible to insulate the second kli, the second container, on Shabbos in something that does not add heat. Kimoi hadaver atzayim shle osu lahat min b'shabes al daver cham shubeklirishis is bashal boi avol impino mutter. Ram was telling us that it would be just as permissible to insulate a hot kli she'eni as it would to insulate a bottle of cold water. Because the gzeir of hatmana only applies to a case where food is hot and it's in a kli rishon, it's in the container in which it was originally cooked. But if you move it to a second container, then there's no longer a problem of insulation. What emerges, though, is that there's a fundamental conceptual machlekes, a fundamental dispute between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, hatmana is not a problem when you demonstrate that you don't plan on heating it up. So hatmana is a function of intentionality. Whereas, according to the Rambam, hatmana is a function of the facts on the ground. It's a function of the objective reality, not your subjective intention. Meaning, because the Rambam says that hatmana is an issue by kli rishon no matter what, and it's not an issue by kli sheni. So then it's possible that hatmana in a thermos, that insulating hot water in a thermos, would depend on the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, when you put hot water into a thermos, that would be forbidden, probably, because your intention in putting the hot water, the hot coffee in the thermos, is that it remain hot. And if it were to get cold, there's some off chance you might come to reheat it. Whereas, according to the Rambam, since a thermos is a kli she'eni, it would be permissible to put hot water into a thermos. However, according to the Rambam, we can ask, what is it that makes hatmana not an issue in a kli she'eni? Is it just a mere fact that you put something into a kli she'eni, or is it the added fact that usually you don't insulate things in a kli she'eni? If it's the case that what makes a klisheni mutter is that you usually don't insulate things in a klisheni, well, then we've lost our heter for a thermos because people do often insulate things inside of a thermos. The Chazon Ish is that it's permissible to pour hot water from an urn directly into a thermos, or hot coffee for that matter, whatever hot drink you want to put into your thermos. And his rationale is that first, the halacha follows Rambam. And second, even if the halacha did follow Rashi, we could find grounds to be lenient by a thermos even according to Rashi. The Chazon Ish writes, the Ran hiskim l'das Rambam. The Ran agreed to the Rambam. V'chein kasa v'mishnah berurah, and that's what Mishnah Berurah writes as well, in Siman Reish and Zayin Sefer Nechavtes, Ludina. The Mishnah Berurah paskins halacha like the Rambam, that hatmana is not an issue by a klisheni. V'nir l'fizeh, the mutter laris mayim imechem l'bakbuk termo b'shabbos. So therefore it follows that you would be allowed to pour hot water from an urn directly into a thermos on Shabbos. Kimutman b'meichin, and this would be just like insulating klisheni within sponges or within wool. Akati ishkanet ishok klisheni. There's no problem, it's completely permissible, says the Chazon Ish, to insulate a klisheni with a dover sheni meisif hevel with a substance that does not add heat. The efsher, the Chazon Ish adds that it's reasonable to suggest the kli mirotz bebeged. If you have a container which is made with cloth wrapped around it, the cloth is part of the container, lo yichoshev hatmana. That's not considered insulation. The rabbinic prohibition was only to wrap the container within a cloth. But if your container is such that the container itself is a container which preserves heat, that's not considered insulation. Because every container serves to protect its contents such that its contents will not cool very quickly. And Chazal did not say that it's forbidden to put hot food within a container on Shabbos. They said you're allowed to put food into a pot. And they didn't say if you put it into a pot, we're afraid that it will remain hot. So similarly, a thermos should also be okay. Ulefizeh, and according to this, Aflapirish Rashi Shari. Even Rashi would permit you putting hot water into a thermos, because Rashi would not view the thermos as an insulated object, he would rather view it as an ordinary container. Chazal's whole gzeira of insulation only applies if the container is wrapped in something external to it. Rav Moshe Feinstein also rules that it would be permissible to pour hot water into a thermos, even according to Rashi. He writes, Negus Moshe Orachayim Chelik Aleph Simen Tzadihim, Avel Inyan HaThermos, with respect to the thermos, Nirali Nezdaiti, it appears in my humble opinion, Sheish Oid Tam Lahatria, that there's further reason to be lenient. When you put a dish, when you put some hot food into the thermos, that's no worse than putting it into any other container.
And
the only difference between a thermos and some other container is that you have a special seal, a special cap, which seals the thermos, which you don't have by a pot. But even here, says Rav Moshe, even with a screw-on cap, even with a tight cap that thermoses have, there's no additional prohibition. Because it's permissible to cover a pot even on Shabbos. Because by covering the pot, you're able to preserve it from insects or dust or other things that might fall into the pot. And also that it won't spill out. And therefore, since there's so many other reasons to have a pot cover, like saving it from dust, from dirt, from flies, and from spilling, even though it also preserves the heat, we don't view the cover's primary purpose as preserving the heat. The Shevet HaLevi in the Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi Gimel is machmir, and he says that you shouldn't put hot water into a thermos. However, most poskim say that it's mutter to put hot water into a thermos, and that also includes the Shutchakas Yaakov, the Tzitz Eliezer, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and that seems to be the acceptable halachic practice. In summary, it's permissible to put hot water from an urn into a thermos on Shabbos, and there's no issue of hatamana for several reasons. First, the Rambam would tell us that there's no concern of hatamana in a klisheni. Second, the Chazon Ish tells us there's no concern of hatamana, there's no concern of insulation if you're putting something directly into a container. Hatamana only applies if you put a secondary object around the container. And finally, a thermos only becomes effective when you seal the top of the thermos. But Rav Moshe Feinstein explains that sealing the top of the thermos is no worse than putting a pot cover on your pot, which is permissible. And although it's the case that the pot cover does preserve the heat, we say that it's permissible because the pot cover also serves to protect the pot's contents from things falling into it. So when you cover a pot, it's not necessarily the case that your intention is to preserve the contents of the pot's heat. So now, let's review. Is it permissible to pour hot water from an urn into a thermos on Shabbos? So we saw Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's svara on Shabbos, daf nun aleph amud aleph, that he says it's permissible to do atamana, it's permissible to insulate food or drink within a kli sheni, within a container which had not directly been on the fire, but into which you poured the contents of a pot or some other container that had been on the fire. So your urn would be a kli rishon, and the thermos would be a kli sheni. So are you allowed to put the hot water into a kli sheni? So we saw that Rashi and the Rambam have different accounts as to why it is that it's permissible to put water into a kli sheni, or put hot water into a kli sheni. According to Rashi, your intention when you put it into a kli sheni is to cool down the water. Whereas, according to the Rambam, the issue of hatamana doesn't even begin by a kli sheni, because once you put something into a kli sheni, there's no concern that you're going to put it on the fire, since it hadn't been on the fire before. So now the question becomes, how would Rashi and the Rambam approach a thermos, insulating something inside of a thermos? Well, if you insulate something inside of a thermos, you probably want it to remain hot. Now, according to the Rambam, that's not a problem, because hatamana is okay in a kli sheni, not because of your intention, but by the very fact that it's in a kli sheni. So once in a kli sheni, no matter what your intention is, there's no issue of hatamana. According to Rashi, however, simply speaking, it would seem to be problematic to put water into a thermos, because after all, your intention is to make sure that the water remains hot. And Rashi only said that it'd be permissible to insulate something in a kli sheni because your intention by putting something into a kli sheni is to cool it off. However, even according to Rashi, there are grounds to be lenient. We saw that according to the Chazon Ish, hatamana only applies if you're wrapping a container with inside of something else. So in the case of a thermos, although it's the case, this is a very thick container, ultimately, it's not a container that's wrapped in something else, so it doesn't fit into the gzeira, it doesn't fit into the prohibition of hatamana. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, even according to Rashi, it would be permissible to put hot water into a thermos. And the reason being that the thermos only becomes effective when you tighten its cap. But, says Rav Moshe, tightening the cap is not necessarily done just to preserve the heat. You might tighten the cap for other reasons. Say, like saving the contents from flies, or saving the contents from dirt, or making sure the contents will not spill. So we see that ultimately, whether you pass in like Rashi or the Rambam, whether you understand why it's the case that Atmana is mutter in a kli sheni, like the Rambam, who says that Atmana doesn't apply in a kli sheni at all, because that does not fit into the scope of the rabbinic prohibition, or Rashi, who says that when you put liquid into a kli sheni, or anything into a kli sheni, you're demonstrating that you want to cool it off. Whichever way you slice it, it would be permissible to put hot water into a regular thermos, as in a non-electric thermos on Shabbos, and there's no concern of hatamana here.